What up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, or You Love Ernest, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. Another late upload. Listen, I don't always have a reason, and it's true. I always do have a reason for why these things keep happening. I mean, this time it's Spotify. Spotify did some weird thing with my account. You know, they're making all these changes, and I get it, but this change was so, like, random. It was just, it took me by surprise. I got my account up and running with them. So, we're back on. Everything's all good, Coke aesthetic for now. You know, fingers crossed, God forbid anything else happens that's messing up, you know, my access to this account or being able to not only just upload but record these episodes, which that's a change. That's actually, I'm gonna have to change how I record these episodes pretty soon. But as far as uploading, hopefully they don't do anything on their end as far as making it harder for me to be able to produce content, you know. So there's that. But anyways, we're not here to talk about Spotify. We're here to talk about Tyla and her debut album, or the review for her debut album, self-titled Tyla. So I've talked about Tyla before. She her song Water, which is on this album, actually made one of my favorite water, by the way, not water. I know I say water weirdly or whatever the case is, but for some folks, but that's what I'm saying. W-A-T-E-R, right? But the song Water was one of my favorite songs that came out in 2023. And that made that list. If you want to hear my favorite songs, the favorite albums of 2023, go back and listen to that episode. But that song made that list. And yeah, it was on this album. So it's still one of my favorite songs. It's one of my favorite songs on this album. So I'm going to just get that out the way. There's two other favorite songs. Yes, there's three. And I'll name them after the commercial break, of course. But as far as my thoughts on this album here, I like that she kept the Afro-Caribbean vibe and sound. Now, maybe I know there's a name for it. I describe it as that. For number one, she's African. That's number one. Number two, I don't necessarily, if it's Afro beats, cool. I think I've said this before, I'm going to say it again though. I can't tell the difference between Afro beats and reggae and soca and all the Caribbean sounds to me. But that's just my American ears. That's my American ears. And you might be American yourself and you're like, oh, well, I can tell the difference. Good on you. Good for you. I don't mean that disrespectfully, but good for you, simply because I think this is, or just that sound in general is what you tend to listen to a lot. So you probably get, like, as I'm listening to it, this sound or Afro beats, Afro Caribbean styles or whatever the name is, as I listen to it more, if I did listen to it more religiously, not just on and off depending on the artist, right? If I were to listen to it more, maybe I'd be able to tell the difference between, you know, each genre, what's the difference between Caribbean and, you know, African music, or again, Afro beats. So I'm just going to categorize it. When you hear me say Afro Caribbean, just replace it. If that is not the correct, that's not the correct term, but if that is not the correct term to use, all right, the right or correct term to use describe this sound or describe the music, just in your head replace it with the correct term. Simple as that. Don't make it a big super deal about, oh, he said, no, don't make it a big deal. You know, I'm not being mean, I'm not trying to insult the sound. It's a sound that I like. I just don't know how to actually categorize it, but I like it. You know, it's not, it's a hit or miss style. I will not lie. Can't speak now for some reason, but no, I won't lie. It's a sound that is very hit or miss with me. You know, there are certain genres of music I just don't like. This is not a genre of music, the Afro-Caribbean sound. It's not a genre of music that I dislike, but it's definitely not like, you know, other favored styles of music to where I feel like there are more hits than misses. Within every genre has a hit and miss, but, you know, because no genre has, there's not like a genre that I could think of that every single song is just like perfect and it's good. No, I've heard bad songs or not so aesthetically pleasing songs from all my favorite genres as well. This genre is no different, you know. But I bring that up to say that I like that she kept that style. Now people are like, well, you know, you mentioned she's African, South African to be more exact, but African nonetheless. Why are you surprised that she is she's sticking with this sound? And my thing is, because this is a mixture of that style, you know, the Afro-Caribbean or whatever it's called sound, with pop music, with, again, the modern day R&B. And the thing is, a lot of, especially younger artists her age, people who are just coming into the industry, they will, whether they're from outside of the United States or not, they will tend to adopt more so of the modern R&B sound that is obviously prevalent within the United States. And to hear that, yeah, that sound is what you're going to hear on this album. So if that's a sound that you like, then fear not. Listen to this album and you will get that sound. But it's mixed in with, again, with a lot of, you know, just homegrown, I guess, for her. I'm going to put it that way as well. Homegrown styles of music. Mixed in with the R&B and, you know, some pop in there as well. You know, I will say there was a part of this album, though, that did feel, I want to say that early-ish part. It was a part of this album that I'm like, this girl really does make music that, now this is a young lady who is 22 years old. So that means she was only born in 2002, if my math is correct, of course, right? But she makes music like a lot of the, again, some of the reggae songs and some of the club hits that was coming out during that time. Like, you're 2 years old and maybe she has fond memories of hearing this sound while she was growing up, maybe so, but she's making this sound like she was 22 back in 2002, like the 22 year olds back in 2002 were making, you know, when they were, you know, making songs like this, you know, the Nina Skies, and, you know, I don't know if they were 22, but, you know, the Nina Skies, and then you had the Elephant Mans, you know, the people who are actually making this style of Caribbean music back in the early 2000s and so on. I get that feel, like, I get a feeling that she is, you know, well-versed in that style, and on this album, at least, it was one of the higher notes to hear that sound, especially, again, if you grew up listening to this sound. You know, I'm from the 90s, so it's like I grew up listening to that style and sound, and like I said, it was hit or miss, but there was a lot of great hits that came out that time. Shout out to guys like Sean Paul, like, you know, and Elephant Man again. You know, there was a lot of good artists that came out during that wave. Now, I know I just named Jamaican artists, but again, if we're talking about Caribbean sounds, that's what I mean. I'm not talking about specific countries or islands, you know, and, you know, a part of the diaspora. I'm just talking simply about the sound. And once again, as I stated before, if I am getting the sound wrong, just replace what I said with the correct term. Simple as that. I am just a dumb American speaking at the end of the day. But yeah, like I said, man, that was another high point. Some of the last few comments I have to say about this project was that I was glad to hear that this album wasn't as much of a displeasure to listen to than what I thought it would be, to be honest with you. Now, I'm not going to act like I knew 100% going in, before going into this album, that I knew what it would sound like or what it will be. I had hopes, and then I had expectations. My expectations would be this is just yet another modern day R&B album, because I knew that's the style of music that she dabbled in. That this would just be another modern day R&B album that I didn't like, but I felt the need to review and give a chance to, not only because it came out this year in 2024, and the other album that was, you know, suggested to me in a way or just promoted to me was an album that came out in 2023. So I chose the current year album. Like I said, people, I don't mind album suggestions. I don't mind any of that. But if it's, you know, a current year album as opposed to one that came out years ago, a year ago, I'm always going to choose the one that came out the current year, you know, before listening and reviewing the older album. That's just how I do things over here. But nonetheless, and yeah, there are times where I make a mistake and I end up listening to older albums thinking it was a current year one. But anyways, nonetheless, the year is 2024, and that, like I said, I feel as though she does a good job of tapping into a sound of music like the early 2000s, a sound of music that was popular when she was just a baby. So it's like real kudos to either who raised her, kudos to her being 2 years old and still remembering things that much to that sound and all that stuff. I don't know what to credit to. I don't know this, you know, lovely young lady's backstory. You know, all I know is her name, where she's from, and the type of music she made. That's really it, you know. But like I said, I thought that this album, although you will hear the rating, it's not a high one, but it is higher than typically the R&B artists, or I mean R&B albums that I rate, you know, simply because, well, there are a number of reasons, you know. Like I said, number one, I did like the nostalgia that it gave me. That was it. Number two, number of the songs were better than some of the stuff I've heard, modern day R&B stuff that I heard. And yeah, that's about it. So as far as that goes, I will have to give this album a 5 out of 10 though. Again, I would say the reason that the reason why I didn't give it 5 more points, or, you know, even 2 or 3 more points, whatever the case is simply because the modern style R&B, you know, all those mixed in with more so of their Afro-Caribbean style, it's still a sound that I am not into, you know. And if you mix it with anything else, and again, I said this during the Terrace Martin review of his EP. You know, if you want to know my thoughts about his latest EP, her thoughts, go listen to that. But I said this, I'm going to repeat what I said there. I said that if there was like live instrumentation to the more modern R&B sound, maybe it'd be a sound that I'd be more excited to get into. That wasn't the case on this album. Now, I'm not expecting Tyla to use live instrumentation within her music. In fact, the more so lively instrumentation, I guess, if you were to even consider it that, whereas when you heard the more so Afro-Caribbean stuff. Now, if there were more songs that was just specifically that genre, and it had, you know, the actual instruments and the vibe that genre tends to have, then maybe, again, I don't know. I can't really tell you how I'd feel. I have to obviously listen to the album. This won't be my last time listening to a Tyla project, by the way. I feel as though that simply because I may not have liked this one per se, that does not mean that I'm just going to throw her away completely. because she, out of all the other, you know, artists in her lane, I feel as though that she has something that she offers, something that they don't. You know, they are still very, very monolithic, you know, from what I've heard, at least. They're still very monolithic. Whereas with her, she is, yes, she is of that, that whole modern R&B sound. But she also does an interesting thing, what I was hinting at before, or getting at before, of this way of going, tapping into a style of music that was popular pretty much before her time, you know, before her upbringing, or when she was really, 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 really young, you know, an infant. She does that very well, you know, and that brings the nostalgia aspect out of me, or the nostalgia feeling out of me, and therefore that keeps me wanting to listen. So that would be one reason as to why I continue to listen. Also, and she does this on the song Priorities, which is one of my favorite songs on this album here. I think that out of all of her peers, from what I've heard, not saying that she's the only one, but from what I've heard from all of her peers, she seems to be the one that is the most level-headed. Like, she seems to be the one that is the more mature one out of her peers. Again, peers as an age group, not necessarily peers as in, well, I can even say peers as in like the music, because a lot of these modern R&B folks be in their early 30s like me, and they still crying about, you know, they sounding real young. They sounding real dumb and real young and real immature. So Tyler then beat them. Tyler's 10 years younger than they are and sounds a lot more mature than they do, or at least a lot of the stuff that they talk about, a lot of the mentalities that they have, I would expect that from a 22-year-old woman, you know, or a 22-year-old, you know, young man. But they be in their 30s, they be in their late 20s, talking about that stuff. Yikes. And y'all wonder why I don't fuck with it. But anyways, we're gonna get into a commercial break, and then we'll get into my favorite tracks. I already gave you two, Water, Priorities, but I won't give away the last one until after the commercial break. All right, stay tuned. So I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well. And I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast, just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening. All right, back with my favorite tracks, and I have three. Let's get right into it. Like I said, Water, my favorite track, is still one of my favorite tracks on this album. Was a dope song, is a dope song, one of my favorite songs that came out in 2023, as I stated before. You want to check out the other songs on that list of my favorite songs of 2023, again, check that episode out if you haven't already, you know. So Water, dope. I don't know how much more I can praise it, other than I just really, it was one of the songs, when I talk about the whole vibe, the whole nice Soca vibe, early 2020, not early 2020, but early 2000s, not 20, we're in the early 2020s, but you know, the early 2000s vibe, that is what I like, you know, that sound and feel and everything, and Water was just that, so that was pretty dope. As I stated before in the bass review, my other favorite track, I didn't even rank these like I usually do. That's a shame. It's not a shame, whatever. If I had to do a quick ranking right now, I'd say number three, it would not be, well, actually it would be Water. So I'm on track, all right? So Water would be number three. You know, it's a dope song, but it's my third favorite song. It was my favorite Tyler song, but it was the only song that I liked from her, you know, when it first came out, up until I listened to this album. Now I have two more songs that I feel as though are my favorite songs by Tyler. And number two on that would have to be Priorities. Once again, I thought Priorities was really, it was a breath of fresh air to listen to. That's what I have in my notes, only because once again production was good, she sounded well on it as well, of course, but again I just thought it was something that was relatable and mature for someone her age. And I'm probably making it a big deal, like, so what, like, if you listen to the song, I'm pretty sure you're like, I mean, it's not like a very, it's not a concept, you know, prioritizing yourself and making sure you're good mentally, physically, spiritually, all that stuff. It's not necessarily a concept that is super like, oh my God, you have to, like, you do learn that stuff with age. And that's my thing about it, is when I was 22 years old, I definitely wasn't on that wavelength. So I guess that's where the I'm impressed comes from. Is because when I was her age, I definitely wasn't on it like that. And I'm not, you know, a musician to any sort, you know, any way. But if I was, knowing how I was at 22, I still wouldn't have been mature enough to at least put it in a song. You know, I'm a writer and I wasn't even writing about stuff like that when I was 22. You know, at least not to the magnitude that Tyler did on this song Priorities. So there goes that. And my number one favorite track, you know, which happens to be my brand new favorite Tyler song and for this moment, is the song Art. I thought that this was one of the more sexier songs on this album. I do like, again, the whole, it was definitely today's R&B, but it had a older R&B feel. It was very sexy. It was, you know, it was the more sultry-ish song on this album. Sultry in a way that, you know, what she contributed to it as far as vocals go. Because the sound is very much not necessarily that sultry R&B that I miss. You know, but again, I do like the sound. I still do like the production. I still do like, you know, yeah, I like her contribution as well. And yeah, that's why it's my favorite song on this album. So that was it. Those are my three favorite tracks. And that's my thoughts on this album. Once again, I, you know, it wasn't as bad as, you know, the other modern day R&B songs. Could have been better, yeah. But in my opinion, of course, but that's just me. I would love to know your thoughts. You can do so by sending in a voice message. Hit the link in the description box below as well. You do that. Or hit me up on Instagram. You can find that in the description box as well. You can also find other links down there too. I do have to make an announcement about the merch that is down there. So, the My Two Cents podcast merch, and I'm going to do this for my other podcasts as well, but the My Two Cents podcast merch is going to get, the link is still going to be there for now, but this is literally the last week that you're going to see that link down there. I'm going to redo the logo and everything. There's a bunch of other podcast platforms that are no longer in business, you know, so I got to now take them off the shirts and you know, the hoodies and sweaters and all that stuff, whatever other links that I had down there that had the podcast name. And I kind of want to see if I could dabble and you know, revamp the logo or whatever the case is. So if you still want some, it's going to be exclusive at this point, but nah, it's going to be somewhat exclusive, but at the same price that it is now. If you want some My Two Cents podcast merch, right now is your chance to get it. You have literally like a little over a week. I'm recording this on the Thursday, hopefully getting this out. Well, not Thursday, Wednesday, hopefully getting this out by Thursday, if not Thursday. You'll have over a week. I'll leave the link up there until next Sunday. Let me put it that way. The 31st. After that, I'm gonna take the link down. Take the link down as in I'm not gonna go into older episodes and take the link out. So if you go into older episodes and be that dumbass, yeah, I'm gonna say it. If you go into older episodes or even this episode after the 31st, and you click on that link and you either can't find it or you click on it and whatever the case is, I said it here that link is being taken down. I'm not going to discontinue merch, obviously. I'm just going to work on getting the merch back up so it can actually fit the podcast platforms that are actually still alive and thriving right now. So, yeah, Spotify just eating everything up. But anyways, until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Drink your water. Shout out to Tyler. Nah, peace.